Divine Providence. God will provide. God will take care of you. What does all that mean? What is divine providence? What is it? Providence is it's a divine power, one of God's powers. This is not merely due to providence being executed by the omnipotent one, but particularly in reference to the extrinsic execution of this power towards his creatures. God taking care of you and me, taking care of the people next door, taking care of the cows, taking care of the dogs. Making it rain, making the sun shine. It's therefore stated with emphasis, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, Mark 5:30, providence is an omnipotent power. And perceiving the magnitude of the work of creation, the innumerable number of creatures, the unfathomable diversity of their natures and the way they look, their appearances, the existence and continuation of each created object according to its own essential nature, the movement of animate, rational, and inanimate creatures, the precise order of all things, both as to movement and manner in which one object initiates a motion and progression of another object, one must lose himself in amazement regarding the infinite power and wisdom of God. You know, the power by which all things are maintained and governed. It works. God started it, and he keeps it working. By this power, God irresistibly executes whatsoever he wills, whatever he wants. No one can prevent him from doing it. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? He said it's going to be. You ain't going to stop it. And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Not me. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Indeed, God will. Providence is an omnipresent power of God. This ain't merely true in reference to the omnipresent being of God, but particularly in reference to his energizing power in all his creatures. This power of God does not merely manifest itself generally in all things. Neither does it merely affect the initial secondary causes, which in turn further initiate motion, activity, and all other secondary causes. This power of God penetrates the existence of every creature, and thus in an immediate sense, and via all secondary causes, affects the ultimate outcome of all things. The power of God is therefore in all things and manifests itself in all that exists and all that moves. If we had clear perceptions, we would observe this power in everything. That the power providence of God pertains to everything is so clearly revealed in nature and in Scripture that whoever denies the providence of God is no better than an atheist, or at best, he must be considered as blind as a mole. First, consider the testimony of nature as expressed by Job. But ask now the beast, and they'll teach you, and the fowls of the air, they'll tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it'll teach you. And the fishes of the sea shall declare unto you. Who knoweth not in all these things that the hand of the Lord has wrought this? Job 12:7-9. In my words. Excuse me. Reflect upon whatever you encounter viewing it from every perspective until you observe the omnipotent and omnipresent power of God in it. Every object testifies that its being and its existence did not originate within itself, rather it has been created by God, is therefore neither capable of existing by itself nor of generating itself, as the same power is needful for both. If it were independent from God, it would not be subject to him, but would exist and function on the same level as God. And such is not the case. Observe the orderly arrangement of the universe and how everything has its purpose and everything has its function accordingly. Observe how one thing doesn't interfere with another but cooperates with the function of the other. Consider the absence of confusion among creatures of various sorts and various mobilities. Notice how inanimate objects maintain their motion in such a precise and orderly fashion without either understanding this or its purpose. How precisely do sun, moon, stars, how do they know their courses and the time to rise and the time to set? How precise is the time schedule of low and high tides? The birds, they know when to arrive and when to depart. Every flower knows when it must sprout. Every species remains consistent, both in its being and in its manner of procreation, so that from the creation of the world until now, not one is missing. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Isaiah 40:26. Consider the rise and the fall of kingdoms. The outcome of war is an unexpected occurrence which can have significant consequences. Consider also the prophecies and the manner in which they are fulfilled. The extraordinary plagues which come upon those who are particularly ungodly. The unexpected deliverances of the godly. The answers upon their prayers. All the wondrous ways in which various matters come to pass in nature and in grace. Whoever will not observe God's hand in all these things must be entirely blind. Add to this the common sentiment and the acknowledgement of all men in whose heart, due to the innate knowledge of God, there is an impression of this. Even though by observation one person may acknowledge this more than another, and some labor to become atheists by attempting to deny everything, this awareness nevertheless remains in their heart. Cannot be entirely erased. We desire that whoever is as void of understanding as the animals of the field and cannot observe God's providence in all this may come to his senses as Nebuchadnezzar did and confess with him, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and nothing can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? What you doing? No, you can't talk to God that way. Daniel 4:35. Yes, whoever acknowledges the existence of God must also acknowledge his providence, for the one confirms the other. Secondly, as the providence of God is evident from nature, so it is abundantly expressed in Holy Writ. No person who considers the Bible to be the Word of God has ever dared to deny this doctrine. Some, however, they twist it, they distort it. They distort the Scriptures to such an extent that they, while adhering to the same expression, seek to divorce the matter itself from its content. As we proceed, this will be confirmed. Many texts of which we hear only mentioned. Ephesians 1:11, where it is stated, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will? Only one. Only one who is void of understanding would dare to suggest that his own government of the world would be more wise and better than is presently the case. He would not allow it to rain upon the sea. I mean, it's full, ain't it? Since there's sufficient water there. He wouldn't tolerate the existence of so many mountains, rock formations, barren territories. He'd do well to those that are good and bring evil upon the wicked. Poor man, with Icarus and Phaeton, he would immediately plunge from his lofty position and turn everything upside down. God does nothing in vain. Unsearchable wisdom may be discerned in every work of God, and every one of them has a wonderful and useful purpose. The angels, they observe this, and they magnify God for it. Those with an enlightened understanding observe all this perceptively. They believe everything at once and search it out afterwards. Everything is beyond the reach of a fool. For the ways of the Lord are right and just, they shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Hosea 14:9. Observe what sin causes in the world. This will confirm it for you. The acts of God's providence can be arranged under these three headings: preservation, cooperation, and government. And he goes on into that. This is from a book, Christian's Reasonable Service. Very interesting book. Yeah, just had nothing there to do, so I thought I'd do some reading for you. Think on these things. The preservation and how God takes care of you and me and all his creatures, his whole creation, the world, all there is in it. God's providence. Well, God bless. Have a blessed rest of the day, Pilgrim. See you tomorrow.